I mean, I personally don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. I used to be quite righteous in that respect, but now, you know, people can do what they want to do, and that's fair enough.
Okay, we are recording.
We are the voice of the under 25s.
I'm currently shut myself in the toilet.
How on earth do you become a lolliologist?
The bag with my blood in it. My blood.
Our stories, what we think, the truth.
And how long have you been sort of on the streets? On and off for a year.
We got told that he was killed in a motorcycle accident.
If we can't create a ginger army to take over the world, then we can at least lobby the government for tax-free sun cream.
Podium.me. This is your platform.
Hey, my name is Ellie Clifford. I'm 20 and I'm from London. 31% of young people between the ages of 16 to 24 have taken illegal drugs. And one survey suggests that as many as over half of the active drug users in the UK are aged between 16 and 34. Is drug use among young people becoming more socially acceptable? And if so, what kind of drugs are people using? Is it just simply because they are more accessible now more than ever? Or is it because everybody else is doing them? Or do some people simply do it for the experience? I was interested to find out if these sort of statistics held true, so I decided to ask some young people about what they thought about the culture of drugs within society.
I've smoked a lot of weed in my time. I've done ketamine, shrooms, MD, and cocaine.
Before, it was just smoking weed. Since then, smoking weed a lot more, and MD, and acid.
Speed, coke, weed.
I've done weed once before university.
Yeah, well, I don't drink at all. I've never done drugs in my life, so yeah.
I did it because I was interested in the different experience. You know, there's something quite unlike real life you get out of doing drugs. But I mean, that's not always the same for everyone. There's obviously like social pressures, and I think I haven't really been exposed to that as much. But I know others have, and it's a kind of act of rebellion. But again, for me, it wasn't so much of a rebellion because I've come from quite a liberal family, really. Oh, no, it's always of our own accord. In fact, our whole group is pretty sound in terms of no one's putting pressure on anyone to do drugs. There are people who don't do any drugs or do a different selection, and, like, yeah, there's no one forcing anyone to do anything, really.
I think the reasons that people in general do drugs are very different, because you have people who are doing it for fun, people who are doing it because of pain in their lives, you have people doing it to kind of fill a hole, you know. It also depends on the type of drug very much, you know. I think the reasons that heroin addicts is going to be doing that kind of thing are going to be very different to, you know, your average 16-year-old smoking weed down on the beach. But personally, I do it for fun. It depends. Stuff like shrooms and ketamine I did because I was interested in the experience and what it does to the brain. I wanted to know what it feels like to try and understand that altered state, that kind of altered perception. However, the reasons I have for smoking weed is just for fun, or just like, you know, if I want to listen to some music or play guitar or something, it makes it, you know, more enjoyable and I can concentrate harder. Stuff like cocaine, I don't like it personally. I've done it a couple of times, but the reasons I had for doing that were more my people around me were doing it at the time. They offered me some, and I thought, you know, fair enough. May as well try it. Wasn't great. Wasn't fun. But, yeah, so my own personal reasons are either for, like, exploration of altered states in the brain or just for fun. But more widely, I think, it's, you know, there's lots of different reasons people do it.
Don't know. I think mostly because other people do it, and people have it in their mindset now that they go to a club and they do drugs in order to enjoy the music or to enjoy the experience, or they find that people, they become more relaxed in social occasions, you know, if they take a bit of weed or whatever, it kind of allows them to be more approachable and sociable at a party, for instance. So I just think it's sort of basically because they see other people doing it. I think that's pretty much what it is.
Okay, and what sort of social situation do you find yourselves doing drugs in?
At night, in a gathering of people, I suppose, if there's music involved. Yeah, that's pretty much it, on the weekends. I mean, I've definitely had worse experiences with alcohol on the whole. Never got into too much trouble with drugs. So, yeah, fairly enjoyable, eye-opening, adds a new dimension to some social occasions, yeah.
I went to Pangaea the other day, which is like it's the biggest festival, student-led festival in Europe. And they have acts there, and it's all in lots of different rooms, and everyone takes drugs there, pretty much. Like, it's just known that it happens, and there's, like, medical teams briefed on that kind of thing.
Like, I mean, it was festival, so it was a very drug-infused festival more broadly, but so actually, by doing drugs there, we were quite, like, below the amount that everyone else was doing. So it was kind of like a different experience, because you're the main focus of being on drugs there is like watching everyone else being on even more drugs than you. So it was more like being in a weird kind of zoo.
A large portion of young people all go to uni, but does that play a big role in your choices? Does alcohol still trump drugs when it comes to the university lifestyle and partying?
I think it massively depends on like you and your social, like the people you're friends with, your social group. Like, I think probably for some people, drugs is a big part of your culture at university, but for me, that's not been the case.
But I wouldn't even say it's to do with university. I think it's more to do with the fact I'm just older, more independent. I can go out and get drugs myself. I'm away from home. I mean, obviously, university generates social situations where there are drugs used, but I think alcohol is still a huge, huge part of it for most people at university.
Yeah, definitely alcohol. I mean, you know, people go to university just to get drunk 7 days a week. So, yeah, I think drugs are, you know, fairly popular. I think a lot of people I know, well, you kind of hear people go, oh, well, everyone does it, which might be true. I'm not really an expert on these kind of things. But I think alcohol is definitely more popular at university.
University, the place you go to become a well-rounded individual and to prepare for the real world. But would you want your future employers knowing about your drug use?
No, not at all. And because of that, I never, ever post about drug use on the internet. Never, ever. Because it's just not a good idea, you know. Even if no one ever sees it, it's just not a good idea. I would never want my employers to see that, no.
Well, in the society we're in, I would not want them to know. But, I mean, I'd like the idea of a society where you can be open about that kind of thing to your employers. And I mean, yeah, I'd consider myself lucky if I have employers who wouldn't mind about that. But, you know, that's how it is.
It depends, really. It depends if they'd see it as a bad thing. I don't see it as a bad thing, personally, just because I've dabbled and I know what it's like and now I'm fine without it. Mm-hmm. But I guess they'd probably see it as a really bad thing, so I wouldn't want them to know.
No, they wouldn't want to be employing someone who did drugs on a regular basis, I don't think. I mean, I personally don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. I used to be quite righteous in that respect, but now, you know, people can do what they want to do and that's fair enough. But I think it does appear to be a turn-off for employers to, if they know that an employee does drugs regularly or goes out partying regularly and does drugs there. So personally for me, yeah, I think it would change their perception of an employee.
We are definitely experimenting with drugs, and some enjoy the experience, but some don't. But do we depend on drugs to have a good time?
No, never, never. It's always an enhancement or just a different way of doing things, but you know, I could totally have a night without even drinking very, very easily.
No, not at all, personally. I know other people probably do.
I think people generally don't. I think it's rare that you get people who depend on drugs to have a good time. I think it's actually more likely you see people depending on alcohol to have a good time, which is kind of more depressing in a way. But I don't know, either way, no, not really.
My name's Hannah.
Dylan.
Nicholas.
My name's Serene.
My name is Theo.
I'm Sophia.
I'm Zoe, I'm 15.
My name's Stephen.
My name's Dior.
I'm Alex from More Is Anyone, and this is Podium.me.